Czechs are marking the 42nd anniversary of the death of student martyr Jan Palach. He set himself on fire and later died in protest against the Soviet-led invasion of 1968 and retreat from the reforms, the so-called normalization, that followed. The anniversary has relaunched hopes and promises that Prague could finally get a statue to mark the self-sacrifice of the 20-year-old student. Chris Johnstone has the details.
Dozens of Czechs paid tribute over the weekend to Jan Palach, the student who set fire to himself at the top of Prague's Wenceslas Square on January the 16th, 1969. Tributes were paid in the capital and at his home birthplace near the northern town of Mělník. Palach's sacrifice and death immediately sparked a massive demonstration against the rollback of the Prague Spring reforms, and his memory continued to be a potent rallying point for opponents of the regime over the following 20 years. But the commemorations have also underlined the fact that four decades on, there is still no major monument to the Prague student in the capital, apart from the low-level memorial at the top of Wenceslas Square. Now, Prague city authorities are promising that a sculpture to Jan Palach will be erected. Talks have been proceeding on how to take up a long-standing offer from the family of a world-famous US sculptor, John Hayduck. Architectural historian Zdeněk Lukeš explains why he is backing that idea.
John Hayduck is a famous architect, philosopher and also sculptor who died about 10 years ago. And I think it was nice to have sculpture by him here in Prague also. And the idea of memorial was very simple and very strong. He was inspired by a poem of famous New York poet David Shapiro. I think it's not so known here in Prague and maybe also in the United States. That's why why not to have nice sculpture by world-famous architect and sculptor John Hayduck here in Prague.
In fact, Hayduck's two sculptures already went on show in the capital almost two decades ago in 1992, when models in wood and plywood were shown at Prague Castle. Zdeněk Lukeš again.
Two very simple monuments, like two towers about 10 meters high, and one in black and one in dark grey. Both monuments were something like a fortification pieces or something like this, very close to another works of John Hayduck. And one monument was dedicated to Jan Palach and his memory, and the second one to his mother.
The eventual monuments will be in cast iron, following the documents of Hayduck's design. It should be pointed out, though, that Prague City Hall went a long way to promising a Palach statue before, even running a competition to that effect. But those promises did not appear to be cast in iron.
Many thanks to Chris Johnstone for that report. To those of you who may just be tuning in,